Hello?
Hello. Is this the Lesbian Mafia?
Yes, this is Sandy. Who's this?
I don't really want to say my name over the phone, actually. You never know who's listening. But I can tell you that I am a professional lesbian.
Oh, no, no. Don't worry. This is a private line.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. Lizzie the Lesbie, is that you?
It might be.
Well, hi. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I was wondering if I could join the Lesbian Mafia. You know, become part of the lesbian family. I'm looking for a bit more excitement in my life. I want to do something useful for the community. You know.
Well, we're a lesbian podcast. We don't really have any jobs, I'm afraid.
Right. I get it. You don't want to talk about it on the phone. Well, can we meet then?
No, honestly, we don't have any vacancies.
Ah, now I get it. You mean you don't have anyone that you want to bump off at the moment?
We don't bump off people, Lizzie. We're not that kind of mafia.
Well, what about that silly politician Sally Kern? Don't you want her whacked?
No, we're very peaceful, law-abiding lesbians.
Oh, come on, Sandy, please give me a job. Maybe I could start off with something a bit less violent. Maybe I could do some undercover work. No one would recognize me with shades on.
Lizzie, I think you've got the wrong idea.
Look, I'm not being rude or anything, Sandy, but can I please speak to whoever's in charge?
I'm in charge. It's my podcast.
So you admit you're the boss of the Lesbian Mafia, then?
Yes, I suppose you could say I'm the boss.
Well, then tell me what I need to do to get in. How much more lesbian do I have to be?
Lizzie, was there anything else you wanted?
I guess not, then. Maybe this is the wrong Lesbian Mafia.
There's only one Lesbian Mafia, and that's me, Lizzie.
Okay, well, if you haven't got a job for me, can I at least offer the boss a muff munch?
Lizzie! Such a disrespectful thing to say, Lizzie. Come over right now. Bye.
Bye, Sandy.
Hello, you are listening to show number 33 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. Hello. Hi there, it's been a bit, I know, but I'm here. And this is the Gay Pride Edition and a call-in show to tell everyone why Gay Pride is important to you. And I got wonderful phone calls. I have some very exciting people called in, so I included, I'm not exactly sure how many. And before we get started on that, I just want to share a little something with you guys, you know, I just like to share. I got an email. Well, it wasn't just an email. It was an email and a comment. So this person obviously really wanted to get that message to me. And the message went like this. Sandy, the last time you posted a show was Burn the Witch. And the only bulletins you ever post is about for us to buy your shirts. And why don't you post every week? You should be posting shows every week. Talking about issues that affect our community. And, you know, I'm a reasonable person most of the time. So I asked myself, I said, well, Sandy, you know, when was the last time you got a raise at the Lesbian Mafia? And I answered myself, I said, well, Sandy, the last time you got a raise at the Lesbian Mafia was never. That was the last time you got a raise at the Lesbian Mafia? Was never. Lesbian Mafia doesn't pay. Spread the rumor around. This isn't a paying mafia. But when I'm not podcasting, I'm at least blogging. I mean, I try. I mean, oh my God, what is she trying to do to me? Do you understand that no matter how unreasonable I know that email was, that it still affects me? And somehow I feel like I should be dancing and doing tricks at her whim. Somehow I feel that way. It's just, you know, it's the way life goes for me. And because of the anxiety, my answer, I immediately clicked reply and said, How about you pay me and I'll get one up every week? That was so awful. Like, how am I going to answer an email like that? Like, why would I say something like that? It is so terrible, you know? But sometimes, on certain days, my moods fluctuate by the half hour, folks. It's always a surprise with me. You never know what you're gonna get. You know, but I am very ashamed. I should not have responded in that way. Even though that particular email was very rude and hurtful to me as a human being and wounded my soul. I'm not taking Zoloft. I'm not taking any of these meds. What, so these doctors, you walk into these dimes, they pull out their prescription pads. Oh, they're so smart, these doctors. They know so much more about you than you do. These doctors, they know so much about you. They're so stupid. We're not taking their drugs. But enough about me. That's all nonsense. But on a serious note, I did get some other emails, and I promise that I will try to be better about posting. I'm sorry. I know it's terrible when you get used to something, and I look, all right, I will be better about it. You know, this was a hard month, okay, for many reasons. What else is happening? It's a very electric time here in the city. It's Gay Pride Week, and, you know, Gay Pride is almost here. It's like, you know, the build-up and then the explosion of Gay Pride Day. It's just like, you know, 1 8-hour orgasm. You know, it's like you know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense at all? It's like, yeah, you know what I mean. I probably won't do the parade or anything, but I may catch the Dyke March. I'm not sure. Do you understand what an email like that does to me? Do you understand that I can't stop thinking about it? Does that make any sense to you? And then I look at myself in the mirror and I say, you are not doing enough. You never are good enough. Do you understand that my mother's voice comes in the back of my head? You understand that? Everything's always a joke to you, Sandy. Everything's always a joke. That was my mother. How did you get here, Ma? I don't know, Sandy. Anyway, I really don't know what this beginning is, but, you know, what are you going to do, right? You put up with me. Why? Because you must. But, okay, so I guess I will get started with these phone calls, and the topic was, again, why is gay pride important to you? And so here are some of your calls.
Hello, everyone. It's Gay Carrington. How are you all, my dears? I hope you're well. Happy Gay Pride Month to all my gays, lesbians, transgenders, and straights, of course. Certainly you don't have to be homosexual to appreciate how far these people have traveled. You know, a lot of my friends from the old days were gay. Monty Clift, Rock Hudson, Agnes Moorhead. And then loads and loads from both ways, like Joan Crawford, Cary Grant, Tyrone Power, Marlon, Jimmy. Oh, I have such fond memories of these people, my old friends. What a gorgeous, talented bunch they were. Most of them are gone now. You know, I can remember a time when the word gay meant merry and lively. You heard it in friendly expressions, song lyrics. But somewhere along the way, it went from being a big, bright three-letter word to a dirty, little four-letter word, one that most people didn't even want to utter. I could never understand why it brought out such rage in people, and I still don't understand it. I've always been proud to have it as my name, and I wouldn't want it to be called anything else. And now, every June, it's celebrated all over. How appropriate that the word gay is often represented as rainbow, for it truly has emerged from under the darkest, most violent clouds. I applaud you all for taking it back and restoring it to its original definition, one of joy, of life, of positivity. Keep marching, darlings, and never forget those who marched before you. Well, that's all I have for you today, my friends. Have a fantastic weekend. Be safe, be kind, and be well. I love you all to pieces, and as always, forever and ever, I remain your Gay.
Hey, Sandy, this is Trish McKelvey from Havelock, North Carolina. I'm at staple_gun23@hotmail.com. Why is gay pride important to me? Because it's not fair to be treated differently than others when I can be around a guy who likes a girl, but as soon as I bring up my girlfriend, it causes drama, and everybody gets worried about it. And it's not fair for me not to express how I feel because I am gay. I'm 19 years old. I live with my girlfriend Alexis in Havelock. We have our apartment for 2 years. And we still get looked at like we're minority, like no one really cares about us, and it's not fair. I saw your bulletin. I thought I would tell you that. It's not fair how we get looked at like we're nothing, that we're nasty or disgusting, and it really bothers me. I'm a substitute teacher. They have no idea about me. I hide it, and I don't think it's fair that I have to hide it so people don't think their children can be around me. It's not fair. But have a good day. Bye.
Hey, what's up? This is Jameson from MySpace calling to show my support for the Lesbian Mafia. I'm just calling today to let you know what Pride means to me. Pride to me is celebrating individualism and being yourself no matter what anybody says. So just remember to be unique, to be out there, to be very, very, just be you. That's my one thing that Pride means to me. Be sure to check me out on MySpace at www.myspace.com/Jameson. That's Jameson. And as always, keep supporting the Lesbian Mafia. You guys rock. Bye-bye.
Hey, Sandy. Can't tell you my name or where I'm from because I'm in the Army, and the great devils of the Army might try to come after me and steal my job. But the reason why Pride is important to me is because it's a way for us to escape, for people like me who spend a lot of their time overseas fighting a war that we can't honestly remember what it's for. I go out to Pride and I remember my America, the reason why I get out there and I wake up every day and fight for this country. Anywho, love your show. Been listening to it since, I don't know, forever. Started listening to you when I was in Iraq. But thanks a lot and love you. Bye.
Sandy, my dear, it's Lauren Lindley from Los Angeles. Well, you know, we've been having some nice correspondence over the email, and I'm working on this delightfully erotic lesbian script with an English author. It's going to be called Amethyst and released by Triborough Pictures in New York probably sometime next year. Meanwhile, you asked me about Pride. What does Pride mean to me? I imagine that's of the gay variety. Well, you know, I was thinking about it, and I think I've sussed it. For me, it's when you're sitting at a party and someone asks you, if you could take a pill and suddenly become straight and all of the issues about being gay and hypocrisy and homophobia and all the rest of it and, you know, would go away, would you do it? And I'd say, fuck no, I wouldn't do it. It irritates the hell out of me when I hear a gay activist talk about how we're just like you. We're not. We like disco and assless chaps and poppers, and that's how it should be. So, let's put the gay back in the gay community. And so Pride is about liking who you are and not trying to be like someone else just because it's convenient or easy. Because, you know, when it's convenient and easy, what you basically have is a five-minute hand job. My darling, I've got her dash. I've got things to do and people to eat. I mean, see. So take care of yourself, my lovely, and we'll talk soon. And kiss New York for me. Ciao. Oh, and Lesbian Mafia listeners, hi there. You'll be hearing plenty from me in the months and years to come. I'm positioning myself to be your next sex symbol. Let's hope for the best. Bye.
Hi, Sandy. This is Piper. I live in California, and I'm here to answer the question, why is gay pride important to you? For me, it's important because, well, A, I've never been before because I'm still young and only 17. So, and I came out of the closet early freshman year-ish, sort of. So, you know, meeting other people, or even if not meeting them, just, like, seeing a bunch of us all together is kind of, you know, it means something to me because I don't really know anybody my age. So just seeing some people, at least a few people that will be younger, and just, like, seeing everybody show so much pride because I'm the only one at school that will walk around wearing an I Heart Lesbians, I'm Proud to Be a Lesbian shirt. So, you know, just seeing so much pride and people being happy and, like, with who they are and being so open, you know, it's a new experience for me, and I want to do that. And it's probably, like, the best first experience before going to San Francisco. So, yeah, that's why it's important to me. My MySpace URL is Daughter of Artemis, close together. And, yeah, that's why gay pride is important to me. Thank you. See ya.
Well, hi, Sandy. This is Gina, and I am Italian Stallionette on YouTube. I am extremely excited to be a part of the Lesbian Mafia. It's kind of a fun name, considering I'm Italian. you ask a really interesting question regarding why is gay pride important to you. I think this is a really important subject and thought to address. Since I grew up in California, and now I live on the East Coast, I notice a very large separation between the way the gay communities run. Out on the West Coast, there's actually areas where they live, like where a lot, here's the lesbian community, there's the gay male community, here's the queer community, and you know what area is straight and what area is gay. Well, out where I am now, it's not like that. On the East Coast, it's just everywhere. You have to find your community. You have to reach out for your community. And after all of these years of being an out lesbian, and I think I'm going on 20 years plus experience, wow, it makes me sound old. But I found that the idea of everyday living in a straight world, and it is an extremely heterosexual society, whether it be on television, magazines, radio, whatnot, everywhere we go, we see heterosexuality, supported relationships. It's an unfortunate thing because so many of us gays and lesbians have families, have the white picket fence life, and it would be really great for our faces, our families, our voices to be heard as well. Because when you are exposed to anything, you do become desensitized, less fearful, less irrational, less phobic, less sexist, racist, and I think that's why gay pride is important. Not only are the pride parades important because it's a great way to meet people in a large space and feel that pride and that connection to your gay community, but gay pride just in yourself individually, since when we are out in the world, we have to face the ridicules from doctors, from teachers, from employees, from insurance companies, from our government trying to even do taxes. So I think if we can keep this internal confidence, which is, in essence, gay pride, we can feel better about ourselves, not feel put down, or feel as though we're a minority in this world, and walk through our lives with our head up high, knowing that we're okay. It's okay to be gay. And I think it's good for us to have that attitude and to be out. Being out is vital being out is so important because there's always the people that are not out, that are afraid to come out. They're afraid to see what they're going to lose. They're afraid of losing their families and their friends. And that happened to me. I lost my family. I lost a lot of my friends. And if I could have had those role models, those adults around me saying, you know what? Give people time. They're going to come around. You're going to be okay in the long run. Stay strong. I think everything would have been a little different. So I hope that I can continue to be a positive voice for the young queer community, for the gay, lesbian, trans community, anybody who feels like any type of sexual minority, the bisexual community. We all stick together. We're all a family, and that's what this is about. So this is Italian Stallionette from YouTube.com and Italian Stallionette YT from MySpace, and I thank you so much for listening, and I'm really pleased to be a part of this. Have a wonderful day, and I can't wait to hear your podcast. Bye.
Hello, Sandy. This is your number one bitch that's never had puppies, Shannon the Cinnamon Cowgirl, or Shanny to you. I want to introduce you to a woman friend of mine here. We are at San Francisco City Hall, and here she is on the telephone.
Hi, my name is Carla Johnson, and I'm the Deputy Wedding Commissioner here today for Scott and Eric at their wedding.
And I'm Scott, and this just means more than words can even explain.
What does gay pride mean to you all? I think she knows this already.
Well, for me, it means that I get to be who I am and out and not hide anything about me, and that means that my family gets to know everything.
That's right.
She's married as well. This is Shannon again. And then I want my sweetheart here to say something about what gay pride and being married means to him.
Hi, this is Eric, a.k.a. Pink So Hot. Check out the webpage. I'm here with my husband now, Scott, in the beautiful city of San Francisco. And gay pride means to me is exactly what we've just done. We've gotten married. It's legal here. We can't take it home to Kentucky, unfortunately, but hopefully someday we can. We can be ourselves. We can be out. We can be proud. And we don't have to hide anymore.
And this is Shannon, and I love you, Sandy. And I hope this comes through and that you can hear us, and we all love you and adore you. You know how much I love you. And I will be checking in with you. And that's what gay pride means to these people here. And
the Lesbian Mafia rocks.
The Lesbian Mafia rocks. And my page is the Cinnamon Cowgirl. That's my URL. MySpace, the Cinnamon Cowgirl. If anybody wants to send me comments, I'll either accept or deny or come in there with my glocks. Okay. I love you, baby. I hope this comes through. Try to keep it under 3 minutes. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Jessie. I live in Bakersfield, California. And gay pride is very important to me because I am a femme and I get a lot of bullshit saying that I'm not gay, and I am, and, you know, gay pride is very, very important to me because it lets me be who I am, and I don't have people judging me. And I thank you very much for letting me call this number and express myself and say what I need to say. And thank you, and I hope that everything goes great for your podcast, and I will hopefully be hearing this later. So, thank you, and hell yeah. Bye.
Hi. Wow. So I'm kind of nervous. Is this how you feel all the time? Anyway, my name is Kim, and I live in kind of a small town. So as a defense mechanism, the lesbians like to run in little packs like wolves. They're completely unapproachable. And so I go on Craigslist because I'm a lonely, horny bastard like everyone else, and I see an ad for a live-in lover and helper for myself and my husband. Yes, the polygamous have invaded the lesbian board in Modesto. So pride, for me, is the only time that the lesbians get drunk enough that they don't notice I'm part of their pack. Of course, it's also the time to meet my gay boys and have lots of fun. But aside from that, this is totally lame. You probably won't use it on your show, so I'm going to just play it back for my fish.
Hi, my name's Courtney. I live in Tennessee, And gay pride is important to me because it shows that other people support who you are. And they've gone through the same tough things as everyone else is right now. And for me, that's very important because I just kind of came out and it's kind of hard to go through it. So it's happy to hear that other people are out there who've gone through this and know how to support me and help me through this. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, my name is Jessica Hermson. My YouTube address is www.youtube.com/jhermbaby, J-H-E-R-M baby. I am located in the Boston area, and I am a big fan of Sandy's Lesbian Mafia podcast. I just wanted to call because I wanted to give my definition on pride. Oh, wow, that definitely is a big question. Me being a bisexual, I think that you should be proud of who you are. Pride to me is you know, being able to symbolize yourself as you. And no matter what you are, gay, straight, bi, tri, tranny, whatever the fuck you are, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, sorry, Sandy. I think that the definition of pride is being openly aware of people that are always going to hate you, people that are going to judge you, people are going to look at you differently if, you know, you aren't the same as them, and it's most likely because they're either jealous or because they're hidden themselves inside, and they can't, you know, attempt to be themselves or say what they want to, and I think that that really just, you know, sucks for them, man, because being proud is like the definition of living. I mean, if you go out there and you're hiding yourself or who you are your entire life, you're not going to be living life to the fullest. You're going to be feeling like shit, and you're going to be feeling like no one understands you, and you're going to be all emotional all the time, and that's no way to live, you know? It's no way to live. So, I don't know. I think that's probably the best definition I can give on pride. I think it's a big issue these days because with everything going on with, you know, gay marriage and people being outed and people not coming out. And I mean, the word proud, to be proud, you know, without having the whole orientation thing behind it, to be proud of who you are really is the definition of, you know, of the whole thing of pride. I mean, you should just be who you are. Be happy with who you are and be, you know, okay with it. If you're not okay with it, then you know, that sucks. You got to be happy, and you got to feel good, and you got to know what you want, and I don't know. I feel like if I say any more, I'm really going to be repeating myself. So, that's my definition of pride. Anyone who isn't proud of themselves, fucking go out there, look at yourself in the mirror, and tell yourself, I am fucking awesome. I look great today. I feel good today, and I'm going to go out there and tell the world. And you know what? If they don't fucking like it, you know what we say to people that don't like it. So, I won't swear anymore because I'm sure I can keep this clean and short, but all of those who aren't proud, please be proud because you're living life and you're only given a chance. As far as we all know, I mean, who knows what comes after death, but anyways, that's my two bits, so Sandy, I love you. Your podcast is great. And thank you for interviewing and podcasting me. So I will talk to you soon. Everyone out there, I love you. And this is Jay Herm, baby, signing out. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Larice. I'm 24, calling from Glendale, California. My space page is myspace.com/LariceMae. That's LarisseMae, because you know you got to plug the MySpace page. Getting straight to the point, pride is extremely important to me because it represents respect and equality. Yeah, it's basically a big, huge party, but it's a place where you can be yourself and won't be judged. This year was actually my first pride here in West Hollywood. I was a little emotional at first because when I got there, it was nothing but love with everyone greeting you and complimenting your hair and your clothes and all that good stuff, which was a drastic change from my not-so-amazing week. The day before Pride at work, because I work on shows, there was this one girl who pointed me out, and I knew she was talking about me. My back was turned, and she was like, "Look at that girl. Why is her hair so short? She looks gay." I turn around, walk towards her, and say, look at your hair, it's dry, and what's wrong with being gay? And there was dead silence in the room, and I walk away. Awkward! That's something that would happen in high school. I would never think that that would happen while I'm an adult. Yeah, I stuck up for myself, but I'm a really sensitive person, and of course I let that situation affect me the whole day. Then that night, my cousins, who are straight, took me out to a straight club, and I just felt worse with people looking at me funny and guys hitting on me. Gross. I felt so out of place, and I think straight clubs are boring, by the way, except for the ones in Vegas, of course. Anyways, my point is, Pride is the one weekend where I can be myself morning, noon, and night and feel like I belong. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Kim from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, because that's exciting. My MySpace is myspace.com/e-modification. That's E in the word modification, if you didn't catch that. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and say why gay pride is important to me. Because, well, actually, I just went to my first gay pride in L.A. like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, especially coming from a Christian background, you know, where you're supposed to, you know, smack lesbians and gays with Bibles all the time, you know, to actually go somewhere where, you know, there were protesters trying to tell me not to live my lifestyle, which is a little weird when you're now on the opposite side of things. But I think it's important to just express who you are. You can't really hide that, or if you do, you know, you could be incredibly miserable, which, you know, I'm deciding not to do, so much so that I've started an awesome, awesome web show called The Bounty Dykes, and you can find that at myspace.com/bountydykes, and trust me, it'll be awesome. Sandy's seen it. She said it was funny, and you should watch it because it's going to get real good. All right. Well, bye.
Hi, this is Alana. I'm in Corona, California, and I'm 17, and I think that gay pride is very important because people need to be aware. And where I come from, I'm like one of the only out people at my school. And I thought that was kind of ridiculous because, like, there was more than just me. And I knew that there's more than just me. People would tell me secretly, oh, I'm glad that you came out because guess what, I am too. So, yeah, I just always thought that was cool.
Hi, my name's Kat. I'm from Texas. For me, pride is about loving yourself and who you are and just being who you are and just getting over the world, not letting them bother you and their opinions of you. And just, you have, pride is for you and for me, and it's just to be who you are and love yourself. I guess that's all it is. Well, thank you. Bye.
Hey, I'm Brick, 20 years old, from Northern Indiana. myspace.com/moonspike with a Y. First of all, I want to say, Sandy, I love you. Love the show. A small tingle is felt in my pants each and every time you update your podcast. So let's talk about gay pride, huh? Gay pride. I think gay pride to me is about being progressive. I think a lot of us forget that. And I mean, sure, America generally sucks harder than watching Fox News for 82 consecutive days in a small room filled with large toothless carnies who smell of putrid corned beef, but we're making progress. Thank you, California, not only for realizing that we're actually people with rights, too, but for also decriminalizing a personal amount of marijuana. No, but seriously, there's certainly a time to celebrate right now. A new president's coming, thank God, and hopefully more people all over the world will begin to open their minds and not just accept the GLBTIA insert letter here community, but drink in all we have to offer to culture, life, and change. So get the fuck out there and be proud of who you are, because I sure as hell am. I love this podcast. End of story.
Hey, what's up? My name is Heather. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I was looking on the internet on MySpace and seeing the question, why is gay pride important to me? It's important to me because it represents everything we stand for, everything we love, and everything we have been fighting for all these years. And pride will be for many more years. The gay pride colors represents the freedom to love any gender, any race, to be happy about it, proud about it, and to keep fighting for it. And that's what we're going to do until we get the right privileges that we deserve. and I will keep on fighting for it. We deserve to have the same privileges as heterosexual couples. So, bring on the pride power. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, Sandy. This is Krista from San Antonio, Texas. And I wanted to state why gay pride is important to me and why I feel it should be important to anyone else. I believe we as a people are a lot of the time discriminated against, and that doesn't matter because at a gay pride event, everyone can come together, whether they're black or white, Asian, Hispanic, transsexual, bisexual, lesbian, or gay. Everyone can come together and just be who they are and be proud of who they are despite what anyone else ever says. I think that's what it's about. It's just about being so happy with yourself no matter what the world says. And I don't know, I just believe that it's one of the greatest places, one of the greatest events to go to, whether no matter where it is. But it's just a certain kind of a union. Everyone's different there. Everyone is completely different, but in a sense, everyone is one, and everyone can accept the other as they are without passing judgment. And that's why I believe gay pride is important, because if we don't want other people to pass judgment upon us, we need to show them that we're proud and loved and doesn't matter anymore, because the world is great and we can make it a better place by just being who we are. And that's all I wanted to say. Thanks. Bye.
Hey there. Tucker Lightning here. Just giving you a call here on your podcast. Hey, look, why is gay pride important to me? Like I said, I've never been to one. And it's just a real good thing. You know, one, obviously, look at the ladies. I mean, I tell you, I've never seen so many ladies in one place in all my life. And, ever since I've been, I just thank God for it. I just think it's real important for you to be who you are, who I am, who I've always been. I love women. And, if you get a whole day, a couple of days to let everybody know that, then, I think it's a real valuable thing. And, pride's a good name. I've always been proud to be to be how I am and what I am and what women mean to me. And it's just a good thing that we're allowed to show that. And because there's no other way. I've always, my whole life, wanted to show women how I feel about them, because I just have so much passion down there for them, always have, and so may not be a real deep answer that you wanted, but not pretty simple, and that's a real truth of it, and I really appreciate y'all having me call on this podcast, and had a great time at Pride out there in L.A., and I'm telling you, so many women, I can't even really kind of speechless about it, because I've never seen anything like that. I mean, it's almost like I just died and went on to heaven, but I was right there on earth. I pinched myself a whole bunch of times, so. Anyway, hell, I hope y'all have a great day, and thanks for letting me call in this thing here, and anytime, like I said, I can express some love to the ladies, I will. And anyway, take care of yourselves, and Pride Day is every day to me, like I said, every day. And women, if you are listening, I truly do love each and every one of you, and what you bring here and what I could hopefully bring to you and anything you may need, you just let me know. All right, keep in touch. Love you, ladies, and thanks for letting me call in here today. All right, babe. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Shani. Hold on. I have a couple other power women here for you at the City Hall. Hold on. I'm going to have them introduce themselves.
Sandy's her name.
Hi, Sandy.
Go ahead. She's there.
Okay. My name is Louise Mansour, and I'm 58 years old. I've been with my partner for 15 years, We were married, actually, in 2004, so this is the second time that we've done this here at City Hall. And the reason that I think gay pride is important, one of the primary reasons, is visibility. There are still people that walk around every day who think that there is no difference in the civil rights that they have and that I have. And having us come together and be out and talk about the differences and what we're missing is invaluable. It doesn't get covered by the main media any other way. So here's my partner.
Hi, Sandy. My name is Norma Pyatt. I'm here in San Francisco City Hall with my partner, Louise. We are getting married after 15 years. And I think that gay and lesbian pride is important, not only so that people around us see who we are and see that it's a valid alternative, but also so that we can live whole and healthy lives and become models in our communities just like other people.
Adios over and out, baby girl. I'll talk to you later, and I love you. You know that. You're number one bitch. No puppies, though. Okay? Bye.
Hi, this is Kara. I'm from Eastlake, Ohio. You wanted to know why gay pride is important to me. And personally, I think it's totally amazing that they have a special day just out there for us. Like, there's people that are still in the closet and they're afraid to come out, but big things like this, it's a big deal. Like, they want to come out because they see how happy everybody else is, and they're just like, wow, you know, I could be that happy if I just came out. It makes me really happy to see so many people get together on one designated day just to celebrate gay pride. I know for a while I was kind of iffy about coming out, and like, just being around other people that were gay really helped me. And, I mean, I'm here for everybody. Anybody wants to come to me and, you know, talk about it, I'm all about that. So, but yeah, definitely go to Gay Pride in Cleveland. Woo!
Hello, Lesbian Mafia. This is Kinsey Elizabeth in New York. And my website is www.myspace.com/KinseyMetTheRainbow. Kinsey is K-I-N-S-E-Y. And gay pride is crazy important. You should be proud of who you are, guys. Love who you are. Love being gay. Thanks, Sandy. Bye.
Hi, Sandy. I love you, too. This is Dondra McCormick, and I'm currently living in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm originally from Voluntown, Connecticut, and I'm calling about the gay pride because I am a lesbian mother of two kids, and I feel like gay pride is very important because I don't want my kids growing up in a society where they feel threatened because their parents are gay. So right now I'm actually running a MySpace. It's called We As Humans, Not As Homosexuals. And what it is it's us voicing our opinions about why we feel we should be treated equal, because we deserve the same rights as everybody else. And, yeah. So have a fantastic day, and I can't wait to hear your show. And I'll be waiting. Love you guys. Peace out.
Hi, my name's April. I live in Winter Haven, Florida. I was just calling to let you know why gay pride is important to me. I'm a lesbian, obviously, and I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I'm so sick of everybody criticizing people because they have kids and they don't understand why we're gay if we have kids. So that's why, like, gay pride is like the most important thing to me, because I am all about it. I'm so willing to let everybody know that, yes, I'm gay and I have a kid, and I'm so proud of being gay and still having my daughter. My daughter walks around telling everybody she has two mommies, and that's like the best thing in the world to me. So that's why I have gay pride. My MySpace URL is girlylesbian, L-E-S-B-I-O-N, 84. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I live in Phoenix City, Alabama, and I'm 18 years old. I have a MySpace, which would be www.myspace.com/Ashley_0912. Gay pride is important to me because just because you're not, you know, straight, you gotta like what you like, and I like what I like. I just happen to like girls, so. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hello, Sandy. It's Nikki from New York City, and I'm calling in because I want to tell you what Gay Pride means to me. I go to the parade every year for about the past 7 years, and we really do enjoy it here in New York. And me personally, it means it will bring us one step closer towards equality and shows people that we're here and we're not really going anywhere. I just hope that this year we just don't get shot. Kabang! We love you. Bye.
Hi, Sandy. This is Melissa from California. We already had our Pride Week here, but I guess it moved all the way down there or up there or whatever. I just wanted to say that Pride is only important to me. Oh, no, sorry, I'm at work, and I think I might have customers coming in. So if I hang up on you, I sure will call you right back. But anyways, Pride is important to me just because I'm happy with who I am. I'm not happy because I'm gay. I'm not happy because I'm female. I'm not happy because I'm human. None of that matters to me. I think Pride is about who you are. I think women are hot. I love women, and, you know, if people have a problem with that, they can eat my ass if they really wanted to. I just think people should like you for who you are, and I'm happy with who I am, and I am a lesbian. So just be happy with who you are. We're all human. We're not any different than anybody else. We just don't take big old penises up our, I guess some of us do. I don't know. You know what I mean. Anyways, if you get what I mean, that's all that matters, and I know what I mean. So hope you're having fun. Hope the weather's good because I'm dying in 120 degrees right now. Have a good day.
Hi, it's Sandy. The reason why Gay Pride is important to me is because before 1969, police officers would routinely raid gay establishments, and it was just a humiliation that you had to endure if you were a gay club owner or one of its patrons, which by today's standards is really crazy to even imagine something like that happening, right? Can you imagine? You go into the club and then police officers just come in all the time and they just raid the place just because it's gay. That's, you know, just because. It's totally crazy, right? And being a woman, that is even 10 times more horrifying. Having these people come in with all of this authority and hardly any accountability, terrifying. But the reason why it's considered crazy now and why it doesn't happen anymore is because on June 28th, 1969, the patrons that were in the Stonewall here on Christopher Street in New York City decided that they had had enough and they fought back. They fought the police, and it turned into several days of rioting on the streets, and everyone came. Lesbians, gays, transsexuals, drag queens, bisexuals, everybody came. After the riots, things changed, and the following year for the anniversary, they held something of a parade to commemorate what happened the year before, and San Francisco and Los Angeles joined and had what started as the gay parades. The rest is history, right? There's gay pride all over the world now. And I remember my first gay pride parade. The way it's etched in my mind is like the beginning of that dramedy from the 80s, Fame. The one where at the beginning they're all, there's like thousands of them just dancing in the streets and they're dancing on top of everything. It's like that times 100,000. Right? It's so euphoric, because at the gay parade, people are literally dancing in the streets. They really are. I mean, it's crazy to say that, but gays are dancing on everything on Gay Pride Day. They're dancing on fire escapes, on rooftops, on store awnings, on mailboxes, on telephone poles. They will dance on anything. Gays will dance on anything on Gay Pride Day. It's just the way. So it's become more of a celebration. And I know it's very commercialized and a lot of people have strong feelings about the parade now. And I'm just happy that it's there because there are many people who need it. And for me, Gay Pride is more than just a parade. It's my holiday. And being a gay person, it's really hard to be in this society and not be affected by all of the hate that is aimed specifically at me for that part of who I am. So it's hard to live with that on a daily basis. So for me, it's important to reach out to other gay people who understand that. And while I can have straight friends who are very supportive and caring and all of that, there's nothing like connecting with people who understand without words. And for me, that's what community is. It's people who understand without words. And it's a very strange thing, this community. Like, what is it? We're all from different backgrounds and we all come together because we have this in common. So it's really kind of hard to fit the pieces together sometimes of who our community is, even though we may like the same sex or some variation on that. And honestly, at a time where I feel like there's less and less community, it seems like this is a time where we need it more than ever. And using Stonewall as an example, it goes to show what kind of changes we can make when we are unified. So it's important for me to know that there are millions and millions of people that came before me that helped make life a little bit easier for me. And there are millions and millions of people that exist now. And there will be millions that will come after me. And hopefully life will be a little bit easier for them. And that's just the way of the world. Whatever little difference any one of us can make. Because there are a lot of us that live in self-hatred and hiding for no other reason other than the fact of our sexuality. And if you add on to that any other marginalized group, it just makes it that much harder to just simply exist. I've heard some really, really heartbreaking experiences from a lot of you guys, and it just lets me know that we have so much more work to do, and we can't let the majority tell us how to feel about ourselves. When you listen to fools, the mob rules. Leave it to Black Sabbath to tell me how to live 30, 40 years later. All right, so thanks so much for hanging out and listening to this show. And I want to say thank you so much to everyone who called in for no other reason than you just wanted to contribute and be part of something that is made for us and by us. And you helped me make this show something that I'm very proud of, so thank you. All right, thanks a lot to everyone for tuning in and hanging out with us. I hope that you have a wonderful, amazing Gay Pride. And so I love you guys, and I will be talking at you again very soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Talk behind.
life. But I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. As I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. Hide your wives, cause here I come. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.